Do you know which of your investments affect your IRMA? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in episode number 71 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Today, we're going to talk about which investments affect your IRMA, which is the amount that is calculated to figure out the premiums on your Medicare Part B and Part D. Now, IRMA stands for Income Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, and it's the amount that you and or you and your spouse will have to pay according to how much income you have coming through the door after you turn 65 years old. As of 2025, a single person that brings in $106,000 or more per year, or a couple that brings in $212,000 or more per year, will pay $185 a month per person. Now, if you go a dollar over that amount, your Medicare premium will go up about $74 per month per person. And this can come as a huge shock to people who are not familiar with how this program works. Now, this threshold is based on your MAGI, or your Modified Adjusted Gross Income. And your MAGI is started by calculating your AGI, or your Adjusted Gross Income. Now, your AGI, Adjusted Gross Income, is basically every dollar that you bring through the door in employment income, rental income, interest earnings, etc., minus any applicable deductions such as student loan interest, IRA or HSA contributions, alimony payments, etc. Very specific deductions. So those numbers will get you your AGI, or adjusted gross income. From there, now you can start to apply the standard deduction that the IRS offers, or if you itemize deductions, things like mortgage interest, charitable contributions, applicable medical expenses, etc. And this number now becomes your taxable income. And then from this point, deductions and other income sources start to get added back in to figure out your MAGI, or your Modified Adjusted Gross Income, MAGI. And remember, your Medicare premium is based off of your Modified Adjusted Gross Income. Now, what are some of these other income sources that start to click together and increase your Modified Adjusted Gross Income? Well, things like a percentage of your Social Security income, other income deductions like your IRA contributions, tax-free income from municipal bonds, interest from bonds, including zero coupon bonds where you're not even taking the money, you're just letting them accrue and compound. Just like the bonds, interest from CDs. Even if you're deferring the interest and not taking it and putting it in your pocket, it counts towards your Modified Adjusted Gross Income. Dividend reinvestment plans. So even if you're not taking the dividends from your stocks and you're just taking in the form of dividends to purchase more stock, that counts as income. And then, of course, interest from savings accounts or money markets. So what is the point of me telling you all this? The point is, if you have these different forms of investments, even if you're not taking the income, like in the case of zero coupon bonds, deferred CDs, or dividend reinvestment programs, you are inching your way towards that next level of IRMA that could increase your Medicare premiums. Now, that's not a life sentence because there's always a two-year look-back period on your income. And honestly, maybe you don't even care about the additional premium. But what if there were a few options that would not count towards your Modified Adjusted Gross Income? Well, what would those options be? Of course, this is the Atlas Annuity Podcast, so you guessed right. They're annuities. Now, this is all referring to non-qualified money. Money that's in investments that you've already paid the taxes on before you put it in the investment. Okay, so nothing in an IRA or a 401k because that's still all tax deferred and that stuff can grow and not get counted towards your taxes. So right now we're referring to non-qualified money. But if you have money just sitting in stocks or CDs or bonds and the purpose of that money is just to let it accumulate and get bigger every year, then you can actually use a fixed indexed annuity or a multi-year guaranteed annuity, and the growth on those two products does not get counted towards your modified adjusted gross income because it is completely deferred in the eyes of the IRS. Now, a good question to ask is, okay, well, what about the end of that annuity term? Won't I just get hit with a giant tax bill? And then that will all count towards my modified adjusted gross income. And the answer is only if you decide to take the earnings. Because in annuities, you can do something called a 1035 exchange and roll the earnings and the principal into another annuity and continue to avoid those taxes for the rest of your life, and they will never count towards your modified adjusted gross income. Now, the next question you should be asking, okay, what if I do need that money for the income to live on? What if you are receiving those interest payments because you need them? Well, in a non-qualified income annuity that would provide you lifetime guarantees and a lifetime income, those are subject to something called an exclusion ratio. What that is it's a percentage of the income that is completely excluded from taxes and your modified adjusted gross income because it is seen as a return of premium. It's seen by the IRS that you're receiving a portion back in income from the money that you originally put into the annuity. And that exclusion ratio could be enough just to keep you under that threshold before you get kicked into the next bracket that would increase your Medicare premiums. Or if you have the time before you need that income, maybe looking at something like doing strategic Roth conversions inside of qualified annuities that were funded with an IRA or a 401k, and in the future have that provide complete tax-free Roth income that would be guaranteed for the rest of your life. Now, I did a podcast on internal Roth conversions in annuities a few episodes ago. We will leave the link in the show notes for that episode so you can go back and get educated on how those work. Obviously, that would be a little more strategic planning. Because if you remember from the earlier slide, the reason we would want to do that is because even if you have tax-free income from something like a municipal bond, it still gets counted towards your modified adjusted gross income. Roth income, Roth IRA income, does not. Now, is the purpose of this podcast to convince you to go out and sell your other investments and fund an annuity? It is most definitely not. The purpose of this podcast, as with all my others, is to educate you on these little nuances in retirement. This is to provide you with information to where you can actually go and speak with a non-biased tax professional before making any decisions whatsoever to see if this would even be a benefit to you. Because little things like this, or the ability to do Roth conversions inside of qualified annuities to provide tax-free income in the future, can be the difference long-term of having to pay additional premiums toward your Medicare. And again, this is why you want to talk with your personal tax professional and not Marty Becker, because it may make sense to make these types of moves, or it may not be worth it at all based on your individual situation. So everyone, this has been Annuities and Irma. Now, if you're new to annuities and how they work, I highly recommend that you go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, and that'll give you a really good deep dive, but very straightforward, on how annuities work and how to use them the most effectively. And once you do that, if you have questions about your personal situation, the best way to get a hold of me is to go to atlasannuity.com or to click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page of my website and book a short phone call so we can get your questions answered. And if you are liking this information, you're finding it helpful, do us a favor. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, like it, share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing this information. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 71, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.